Hey, thanks for listening to today's Marlins Rewind. Miami played its penultimate game at Turner Field last night and used six more pitchers to do so. That brings the total through two games of the road trip to 15 total arms. Last night, Miami was on the right side of the scoreboard, and with Tuesday's Rewind, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, it's been a struggle for the Marlins against the Braves this season, but tonight Miami comes out on top. Marlins overcome an early deficit to beat the Braves 7-5, and they even this series up. At a victory apiece with one to go tomorrow night. In game two of three in Atlanta, Jake Esch, the Georgia Tech product, made his third major league start for Miami. Matt Whistler, who'd won his last two starts and pitched very well in those two outings, on the mound for the Braves. And Atlanta struck first against Esch in inning number one. A leadoff single from Ender Inciarte. A man at first with one out for Freddie Freeman.
Here's the pitch. And he hits a high fly ball deep left center. Yelich back, looking up. It is gone. A two-run home run for Freddie Freeman, number 30 on the year. A 19-game hitting streak extended with a long ball. 2-0 Atlanta.
And matches the longest hitting streak in the National League this season. 19 in a row for Freeman, who's been on base safely now in 35 consecutive games. He's hit 30 home runs for the first time in his career. So the Braves had the early lead, but the Marlins came back against Whistler in the third inning. Miami beat Whistler at Fort Bragg back on July 3rd, had 10 hits in six innings against the right-hander in that game. And the Marlins came out swinging in the third, an infield hit by Jake Esch. His first big league hit got the inning started. He went to second base on a single by D. Gordon. Marlins had two on for Ichiro. 0-2 pitch is pulled on the ground into right field for a base hit. Esch will be waved at third base. Markakis won't make a throw home, though. It's an RBI single for Ichiro, and the Marlins are on the scoreboard at 2-1. After Martin Prado fouled out to right field with D. Gordon taking third, the Marlins had men at the corners for Christian Yelich. Now the 3-1, and Yelich rips one to right center. Another hit for him. This was to split the gap and roll toward the wall. D's in to score. Ichiro waved at third base. And the relay throw home is not going to be in time. It's a two-run double for Christian Yelich. He's now 8-for-9 against Matt Whistler. And the Marlins take a 3-2 lead. The lead did not last long, though. Leading off the bottom of the fourth of the Braves, Matt Kemp. Kemp on 1-1, a towering drive. Deep left center. It is long gone. And we're tied at 3. Jake Esch allows two home runs in this ball, giving the Freeman two-run shot in the first, the Kemp leadoff home run in the fourth inning, and Esch would not get out of that fourth inning after Nick Markakis hit a fly ball to left. Tyler Flowers singled. He went to third on a Jace Peterson double. Marlins walked Dansby Swanson intentionally to load the bases for the pitcher Whistler. Esch was able to strike Whistler out, but with the lefty Inciarte coming up, Don Mattingly went to the bullpen. He brought Justin Nicolino into the ballgame. Nicolino, who had never pitched in relief as a big leaguer, hadn't pitched in relief anywhere since 2012 in A-ball as a Blue Jays prospect. He was able to get the scorching hot Inciarte on one pitch, a comebacker to the mound, and he left the bases loaded in the Braves' fourth. The home run, though, by Kemp had evened the score at 3-3. Marlins would come right back in the top of the fifth inning, a leadoff triple from Ichiro, his second hit in the ballgame. After Martin Prado grounded to short for the first out, Christian Yelich walked, putting Marlins at the corners for Marcelo Ozuna.
Here's the pitch, and here's a line drive. Base hit to left. That'll get it done. Here comes Ichiro home to score. Yelich will hold at second after reaching that bag. And an RBI single for Marcelo Ozuna puts the Marlins back on top 4-3 here in the fifth inning.
And Justin Bour kept the line moving.
Here's the pitch. Bohr swings and hits a hard line drive. Base hit out into right center. Coming around third, Yelich. He will score. And the Marlins increase their lead 5-3 now here in the fifth inning on an RBI single by Justin Bohr.
That was it for Matt Whistler. Chaz Rowe out of the bullpen to face JT Realmuto.
The pitch. And a ball bounced to the right side. To his left, the second baseman Peterson gets it. That's going to score a run. The throw to first, the only play they have. Realmuto is out. He picks up an RBI. 4-3 for the put out. And Ozuna scores the third run of the inning and a 6-3 Marlins lead here in the fifth.
Marlins sent seven men to the plate in that fifth inning. They'd open the lead up at 6-3. And at that point, we could close the book on both starting pitchers. Jake Esch, 3 2/3 innings tonight, seven hits and three runs. He walked one man intentionally, struck out a couple, allowed the two home runs, accounting for all three runs against him. He threw 67 pitches, 46 strikes. for the Braves, Matt Whistler. He goes 4 1/3, again gives up 10 hits against Miami. This time, though, he was roughed up for 6 runs, a couple of walks, no strikeouts. Then after 74 pitches, 43 strikes. It would stay a 6-3 game all the way into inning number 7. Justin Nicolino able to work 2 scoreless innings. Austin Bryce came out of the bullpen, got the final out in the 6th. But in the 7th, he allowed a pinch hit to Brandon Snyder to get things started. He then hit Ender and Ciarte, and there were runners at 1st and 2nd with nobody out for the Braves. And Ciarte stole 3rd base. Adonis Garcia grounded out for the first out in the inning with lefty Freddie Freeman coming up. The Marlins went to the bullpen, brought Mike Dunn on to face the lefty. Dunn the 3-2, and Freeman drives one to center field. Racing into the gap, Yelich makes the catch. Runner tags from 3rd. Snyder sprints home, and it'll be a sac fly for Freeman to make it a 6-4 game. Dunn faced just the one man lefty hitter. Then Kyle Bearclaw came on. He walked Matt Kemp, the first batter he faced, and then with the Braves trying to draw closer, had to face Nick Markakis. The 3-2, Kemp runs, Markakis swings, and he bangs one to right, down for a hit. And Ciarte's in to score. Kemp to 3rd, the tying man is 90 feet away after an RBI single by Markakis makes it a 6-5 game. So there are men at 2nd and 3rd when Tyler Flowers drew a walk that loaded the bases. Tying man at 3rd, go-ahead man at 2nd. But Bearclaw was able to get Jace Peterson to bounce into a fielder's choice. A ground ball to short. Echevarria raced to the second base bag ahead of Flowers. And that was it for the Braves. In the 7th, they'd score twice to make it a 6-5 ball game. Marlins got one run back in the 8th inning against Chris Withrow. Justin Bour led off with a walk. Yefrey Perez pinch ran. He stole second base. JT Realmuto was hit by a pitch. Marlins had 2 men on with nobody out. Adani Echevarria dropped down a sacrifice bunt, so men moved up to 2nd and 3rd with 1 out, but on a very, very close pitch, Jeff Francoeur was rung up for the 2nd out of the inning. That put Marlins runners at 2nd and 3rd with 2 down when Withrow let one get away. D checks the swing, ball rolls away from the catcher. Here comes Perez, and he's going to score on a wild pitch. Ball didn't get that far from Flowers. He picked it up. He tried to dive at the runner, but with the great speed, Perez is in head first, and that is a big insurance run, 7-5 Marlins. So Yefrey Perez stole a base and then raced home on a wild pitch. It might have only gotten 7-8 feet away from the catcher, if that, had a great slide at the plate to avoid the tag. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So now with a 2-run lead, Kyle Bearclaw pitched to 1-2-3, bottom of the 8th inning. Bearclaw tonight inning in a 3rd of scoreless relief. And in the 9th, Don Mattingly handed the ball to A.J. Ramos. Ramos made quick work of the Braves, 2-3-4 men. Adonis Garcia popped to short. Freddie Freeman struck out for the 2nd out. Braves down a couple. Their last hope tonight, Matt Kemp.
1-2. Here's A.J.'s pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 and the game is over. A.J. nails down his 35th save, and the Marlins have beaten the Atlanta Braves 7-5 in the middle game of this 3-game series here in Atlanta.
For the Marlins, 7 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, 7 men left on base. For the hometown Braves, 5 runs, 9 hits, and a miscue. They strand 8. Justin Nicolino, the winning pitcher tonight, with 2 innings of no-hit, no-run relief. He improves to 3-6 on the season in his first ever big league relief appearance. Matt Whistler, the loser, 6-12 for Atlanta. A.J. Ramos, save number 35, extending his career high. Time of the game, 3 hours, 24 minutes. Crowd of 20,125 goes home disappointed as the Marlins win it 7-5. Miami 72-73 with the victory. Marlins are 36-38 on the road. Ichiro tonight went 2-for-4, had an RBI single and scored a run in the 3rd, had a triple and scored a run in the 5th inning, also drew a walk in this ball game. The 2 hits tonight give Ichiro 900 career multiple hit games, most among any active player in Major League Baseball. Number 2 on that list, a deadlock between Albert Pujols and Adrian Beltre, each with 804. Ichiro 96 ahead of Pujols and Beltre after his 900th career Major League multi-hit game tonight.
This evening's contest will be the final for Miami ever at Turner Field, game 173 for the Fish on the south side of Atlanta. Today's Fish Family bonus code is FINALE. as the Marlins and Braves wrap up their time at the TED. Good pitchers duel tonight, Julio Teheran and Jose Fernandez on the mound. It starts at 7:10. Kyle Seeloff tees us up with Marlins on deck starting at 6:40. The Hall of Fame voice of the Marlins, Dave Van Horn, and Glenn Geffner will bring you the top of the first inning starting at 7:10 on 940 Wins in the Miami Marlins Radio Network.